There is a question that you can ask a narcissist to trigger their major collapse, but the condition for that collapse to happen is they must have lost all their sources of supply and they must be on the cusp of falling apart. This question can trigger a major breakdown of their false construct of reality, ultimately their false self, and the question can bring up the true essence of who they are, which they have been suppressing for years. What is this question though? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today we are going to talk about one question that can trigger a narcissist collapse. If that sounds interesting enough, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. The question is, who are you? That sounds quite simple. And you might say, well, how could that lead to some kind of collapse? Let me explain. If you were to ask a narcissist who is doing fine, who is doing okay, who has all the sources of supply, whose false self is functioning quite well, and their defenses are intact, it would not have any impact whatsoever on them, because their answer will be readily available. They'll tell you all the great qualities about themselves, and they'll tell you how much they earn, what their profession is, where they live, what their age is, and so on. Basically, their answer will be a combination of all the things they acquire supply from, be it their job, their status, the place they belong to, their age, anything they boast about, they are so full of ego about. But if you ask the same question to the narcissist who is on the cusp of falling apart, this question can echo in their mind all the time. Who are you? Is a question that can bring all their defenses down and make them think that there is nothing they can recognize themselves as. How can I say so? Because think about this. What is the foundation of narcissistic personality disorder? Lack of self, or absence of a true self. You may have heard me saying this thing again and again in other episodes. There is no one home. There is no true person in there. They're already dead. They are walking, breathing meat suits. Just they look like you, but they're not humans. A narcissist is nothing but a false self who just is like a program, an AI construct, a robot that runs a certain way that is quite predictable, and that has only one job, that is only one function, and that is to keep this false reality of the narcissist alive. Beyond those false constructs, beyond those layers of mirroring and copying others, they're nothing. There's nothing in there. Essentially, everything about a narcissist is fake. Their charm, the way they connect with people, the way they lie, every single quality or attribute to a narcissist's personality is a lie. It's fake. Either it has been copied from others, or they have acquired it as a defense mechanism, because they know by following a certain type of script, by behaving in a certain way, by doing certain things, they'll be able to get a certain response from other people. But beyond that, if you were to leave a narcissist in a dark room with themselves and this question written all over the walls, who are you? I can guarantee you a narcissist won't be able to take that for more than a day. This is the reason why they have to be distracted all the time. They have to be focused on something else, and they can't be with themselves. You cannot have a narcissist and have them be okay with their own company. They can't stand it. They hate themselves. They keep running away from their own shadow. They are their biggest enemy. They are the monster in their own life. That's why they are focused on any and everything else except themselves. In reality, there is no self, as I was saying. So who are you essentially can lead to a complete annihilation of the narcissist persona, if they were to truly become curious about it, if they were to unravel things, dig in deep, and if they were to explore it in nothingness. For these reasons, many experts on narcissism, especially Sam Vaknin, suggests that if a narcissist has to truly become aware of their condition, they will have to be left in pure nothingness, ultimately to do what? To know who they are. They are going to find out that they are not this false self. They have created this false reality only to fool themselves. Their false self is a major part of the gaslighting, delusional world they have created for others and for themselves. Beyond this false self, there is nothing they can ever find. They can only get in touch with the reminiscence of who they used to be. The true self they sacrificed on the altar of this false reality for protection, for existence, call it whatever you want to, maybe survival. So a narcissist does not know, will not know, and cannot know what they are, who they are, and why they are. All these questions are existential in nature, and as I was explaining, a narcissist's existence is like a structure built in thin air. It does not have any foundation. A small touch, a small shake can bring it down, which is what happens towards the end of their life. What other questions do you think can be asked to a narcissist that could potentially trigger a major collapse? Let me know in the comments. In conclusion, a narcissist's true self-awareness is actually zero. They cannot tell you who they are beyond what they do, or how they are recognized as, to what group they belong, what their age is, and how they perceive themselves, which is nothing but false reality. In truth, they are totally insecure, shame-driven individuals who do not have a true self, and that is why they shape-shift a lot and they act like chameleons. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. As always, let the healing begin and continue.